J-J-H-I.
Hit it.
Live from Houston, Texas, it's J-J-H-I Radio. Tonight, Bad Toys and Your Calls. And we take your calls at 210-888-9198. And now, your host, Jeffrey James Head.
Ladies and gentlemen!
Go ahead, JJ, please. By all means.
Well, thank you. You're listening to JJHI Radio, folks. It's currently 9:01 on Wednesday night. Wednesday, May 3rd. Got some distortion here on my microphone. I'm going to play around with this a little bit here. Happy to have you folks. Tonight, a stimulating conversation, we hope. Certainly for some of us. Sex toys. Your experiences. Your affinity. The everyday use, the utility, the bad experiences. We want to hear from you at 210-888-9198 tonight. Every single one of those stories. So if you can do that, 210-888-9198, call it! Stay tuned.
This is George Lowe inviting you to become part of the discussion at jjheadinterests.com. Stay tuned for more informative and disturbing moments right here on JJHI Radio.
You're listening to JJHI on NPR National Poop Radio. That's NPR National Poop Radio.
Fellas, sick of not having the right gift for your special someone?
Oh, yeah.
Come to Tom's.
Tom's has it all. Whether it's box drying goods or her favorite detergent, Tom's won't let you down. And guys, don't forget the sexiest selection of produce in Lansing. This week only, buy two cucumbers and select Dove chocolate items at a half off. Getting off of work, you want a party? Bring the team down for $5 dances and shrimp all day at $6.50 a pound. Because at Tom's, everybody scores big.
I'm thankful for 23andMe because now I know who my dad is.
Attention baseball fans, come cheer on your SLCC Jetpacks as they take on the CSN Cabinets Friday and Saturday afternoon, August 12th and 13th at the corner of 90th South and Bangor Highway. Tickets available at the gate. Gate time is 1 p.m. Friday, August 12th and 12 p.m. Saturday, August 13th.
And the home of the brave.
Chill out. You're listening to JJHI
Radio.
DLM waifu, cheese and bread. All our waifu are good. Nah, sellers.
The only waifu shop in the northwestern New Mexico Four Corner area.
You want good waifu? We got ya. Wemek? DLM got all you need. Paper, pillow, we can print on the spat.
It's the Boomba Clad waifu, boy. I got the stickiest of the sticker waifu.
Kuru waifu. Ah, man, come down.
It's JJHI Radio. And now, your host, JJ Head.
Thank you, George Drawn. I think what I meant was thank you, Torquatron. Bit of a jinx there. Well, folks, it's been 2 weeks. I had it delivered. Special 2 days shipping. I had saved for 3 months. I built up with discipline, not looking at erotic footage found in various places on the internet. I wanted this to be special. I wanted it to feel like the first time. It came. Packaged in a discreet brown box. I picked it up swiftly from my porch before anyone could see. I opened a bottle of Veuve Clicquot, a tin of Beluga caviar, and my favorite water crackers. KY jelly? Check! The prize was removed from the plastic wrap. I could smell the fresh silica. Never been penetrated. Waiting for my anatomy to be gracefully slid in. Inch by precious imperial inch. I began. The KY product generously applied to the entrance and the interior. I lit the 23 candles from Goop. The Paltrow's scent, of course, my favorite. Then it was go time. I was ready. Veiny, throbbing, bordering purple in color. I proceeded to explore with my God-given probe. But something wasn't right. It felt lacking. Too much air, not enough sensation. Like the results of a bad date with a 57-year-old bartender missing all her teeth. Inviting, but vacant. It was too big. My fleshlight was too big. This loose whore deceived me. All too familiar. Fresh out of the package. I was let down. I didn't know where to thrust or turn. What would you do, ladies and gentlemen? Well, that said, my pump is on order, and we're going to see how next Friday ends up. We'll be right back, right here on JJHI Radio.
Do you have no love in your life? Has love eluded you? Come to my house for woohoo waifus. I have everything you need. White, green, red, hairy, big, tiny, red. I already said red. I have the love of your life. If you can imagine it, I have it. So come to my house at 46872 New Fina River Road, New Mexico, 77327. I'll make sure you are well satisfied. No, I don't take returns. I don't take used waifus. Unless that's what you're into, then I can get you a new used waifu.
GGHI Radio.
Hello?
Hey, dude, what kind of phone do you got? You'll never get any chicks with that.
You need Boost Mobile, the fastest 12G network in the universe. That's more G's than an F-18 fighter jet can pull, bro.
What?
Texting decent pics at the speed of sound. Embarrass yourself at the speed of light. Boost Mobile, bro. You'll never reproduce. You'll never reproduce.
You're never gonna reproduce.
J-J-H-I.
Alright, folks, first we got lot number 69. We've got this double-sided dildo going. $150 where? We got $150 bid now, $175, now $175. Anybody want to go $175? Now $200 now. Now $225. Anybody want to go $225? Now $250 now, $275. $275. Now $300, $325 where? $325. I'm kind of drunk. But, you know, I'm working on it.
It's JJHI Radio. And now, your host, JJ Head.
And we're back. Welcome back. Sex toys. Adult objects of pleasure. How do you like them? Big, dark, fleshy white, sopping wet, bone dry? 210-888-9198 is the number to call this evening if you would like to talk about the things you either thrust yourself into or thrust into yourself. Again, that number, 210-888-9198. Looks like we actually have a caller. That was fast. Welcome to the program. Hello. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you, caller. Welcome.
Well, not the first time I've heard that. I appreciate it, though.
I'm glad it's not the first time. It's the first time on JJHI Radio, though. What were your thoughts on my words opening up the program?
Well, you know, I've had experiences similar to that. You know, disappointments and stuff.
Okay.
But I can share with you a pretty interesting thing that's low cost. You ain't got to wait. Usually you can get them at the dollar store. But you ever tried one of those Chinese ding-dong torture devices?
Chinese ding-dong torture devices?
Yeah, you heard me. That's what I mean. Chinese ding-dong torture devices.
Okay. Describe a Chinese ding-dong torture device. I'm a little lost.
Oh, no. You know, those torture devices that you put your fingers in.
Ah, yes, the Chinese finger bang trap. Yep, sure. I had those as a kid.
Well, you know, they'll stretch out quite a bit, and you can put them on your ding-dong.
I didn't realize they made them that large. I mean, I, you know, had the problem I did with what I ordered previously, but now I'm starting to think about that. Because, if correct me if I'm wrong, that the way it traditionally is used, an individual and perhaps another individual would essentially digitally penetrate either side of the cylindrical woven object, right? And once you're in, you try to pull out, and you can't get it out, right? You're tugging away.
Yeah, I mean, that's the traditional way that people have used this. Doesn't mean it has to be used that way, but yeah.
So in what way would you use it?
Well, if you're using it for a sex toy, right, you put it around your dingus on one end, and then you can, you know, you can pull on it, or you put your finger on the other side, and you kind of move it back and forth, and you get that stuck, and you use that pressure to yank yourself off. It feels freaking fantastic.
I can see that. A very rustic approach to ejaculating. The problem is, well, then again, that's not much of a problem. If you're looking to save what comes out of the end there for later use, or perhaps your lady there has a turkey baster, you know, handy because, you know, she doesn't want anything to do with you other than that. You just basically stick the thumb down, twist it, and boom, there it goes, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can use it that way, and they're so cheap. You know, once you use it once, you can throw it away. I don't know that it has a lot of repeat use because they're like a dollar, right? You get it at the dollar store and you just use it once. But if you want to maintain it and use it and, you know, wring it out and use it for, say, your man juices for something, I'm sure the, you know, it maintains. Obviously, it's a poor subject, you know, like substance. So it's just a matter of what you want to do with it. You know, you can always do it over something that would capture it. So yeah. That's up to you.
Yeah.
But I personally, I'm a one-time use guy and throw it away. Plus, I don't want the missus to catch me, right? Because then she's going to be like, hey, you never had time for me. You're not in the mood. All these things you say. But you're over there yanking it with your Chinese ding-dong torture device. So, you know, could be bad news for me.
You know, I've been watching a lot of bushcrafting videos on YouTube. Shout out to Corporal's Corner. Most of those ding-dong torture devices, as you refer to them, are often made out of organic materials such as a bamboo or wicker substance, which, again, is a bit of a rustic approach. I mean, with enough lubrication, anything works, right? Hole's a hole's a hole. But, on the other hand, if you were to use olive oil, that could be also used as a combustion device to start a fire to keep you warm afterwards if you're in a survival situation. So I think 5 or 6 of those in a backpack could be very helpful, especially if you're lonely. Wouldn't you agree with that?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, you never know when you run into something where you got to rub your wood against the wood. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, we appreciate your call this evening. Look forward to speaking with you in the future.
Yeah, take it easy, brother.
That's it. 210-888-9198. Sex toys. Adult objects of lust and sin. You've had your experiences. We know you have, ladies and gentlemen, across the entire world. You're listening to JJHI Radio right now. You are. You made that decision. You went to jjheadedgers.com. You scrolled down. You either clicked play on the player or you're listening to the podcast on the ride in. We appreciate it one way or another. Call us 210-888-9198. And it looks like we've got another caller here on the line. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. Is this a lady or?
No.
This is
an old man.
An old man. Very good, sir. Welcome to the program, sir.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. What is your name? Where are you calling from? I have a very poor call screener. Jerry, you're fucking fired.
Well, my name's Bartholomew.
Bartholomew.
That's right.
And where are you calling us from, Bartholomew?
I'm calling you from California.
Okay, so not some kind of a Vietnam POW camp.
Oh, what would make you think that?
Never mind that. So welcome to the program. You called us on Adult Sin Object Night. Have you had a sex toy experience you'd like to share with the audience?
Yeah, I had a recent experience with my pump.
Your pump?
Uh-huh. It made my junk way too massive.
Oh, that's a great, great problem to have, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, it was as big as a pickle spear. It was massive.
A pickle spear?
Uh-huh.
How large is that approximately, just for my audience?
Well, it's about 3 to 4 inches in length. And about...
Wow.
About a pinky in diameter.
So some solid results then. That's flaccid or fully erect?
That's with the pump.
That's post-pump.
That's post-pumping. And again, it made it massive.
I see. And what were you expecting it to be in size, other than 3 inches and a pinky in diameter?
I mean, I was just looking for improvement. Right, and a good experience, and it did.
I see. And then, what did you do with from there? Did you find a nice old lady there, a Betty White there, to jam that 3-incher in, or take out the dentures and go for the gummer, or what?
Oh, I think a gummer would be nice, but no, I went over to my my neighbor. Okay. Betsy,
very good.
Uh-huh. And I took her and I bent her over her chair.
Uh-huh.
And I put it right in her butthole.
Then what happened? Did she call the police or?
No.
Did she hit her her lifeline, her life, whatever that is, the little wireless button, or?
Well, at first she laughed at me.
Life alert. That's right. Okay, she did not hit the life alert button. She laughed at you for doing it.
Well, in the beginning she didn't hit the life alert, but then she did. But first. First, she laughed and asked me, did you do something to me?
Mm-hmm.
And then I told her, bitch, take all this and more.
Was this during an episode of Golden Girls there on the old television, or?
No. But Matlock was on.
You're watching Matlock. Yeah, there's nothing like a little. There's nothing like some good geriatric anal during a Matlock. Was it right there at the end when he was starting to solve everything? Or
yeah, I climaxed as the judge brought the gavel down.
I see, that's magical. When you can time that as the gavel is starting to slam down on that wooden puck there, you know that you're doing it right. Well, congratulations, Bartholomew. Well,
thank you. Well, the greatest thing is when I climaxed at that time, I said, "Court is adjourned."
That's a good line. That is a solid line. See, and then what I would have done is I would have called an Uber. I would have taken that Uber over to an In-N-Out Burger and stuffed my face with a double-double with some monkey fries.
I might do that. That's not a bad idea.
I'm full of them tonight, Bartholomew, or whatever the hell your name is. Thanks for joining us.
You just call me Bart in the future.
All right, Bart, join us again, 210-888-9198, the number to call. Folks, you've had experience with sex toys. Maybe you're thinking about your first time. Why not give us a call, 210-888-9198? Let's talk about it. Let's talk it out. Let's have an idea about what to expect and what not to expect. Where do you shop for your sex toys? We want to know here on JJHI Radio. Let's spice it up here on the program. 210-888-9198, the number to call. Talking about objects of adult sin and exploration. It's JJHI Radio. Live, powered by Live 365 Streaming. A platform for those who are likely to be deplatformed. Looks like we have another caller here. Let's just go ahead and take that. JJHI Radio, welcome to the program.
Hello, is this Jeffrey?
This is JJ Head. I am the host of JJHI Radio.
Oh, nice to see you or hear your voice again.
Is this is Alibaba?
This is the great and holy Alibaba.
Alibaba, welcome back to the program, sir. I'm surprised that you're not busy telling someone to turn their computer back on.
Well, I'm doing my side hustle tonight, and I heard you had a good special, so I want to call and make you an offer. You just get refused.
Well, that usually is not a good thing in the American experience.
No.
Yeah. Well, Alibaba on the program, and it looks like actually we've got another caller joining us this evening.
Oh.
Caller, welcome to the program. You're live on JJHI Radio. We're talking about sex toys, and also we've got Alibaba here as well.
Yeah, hi. This is Paul Sandig from Cut and Shoot, Texas.
Paul.
First time, long time. I just wanted to call up and make the recommendation that petroleum jelly may be the lubricant of choice with the Fleshlight.
Okay.
At least that's based on my experience.
Okay, so petroleum jelly, just your standard type of Vaseline, or do you prefer commercial grade?
You know, either one works. I don't know why they call it lubricant. Is it lubricant? You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I think it's completely inappropriate to refer to it otherwise. What made it to where you came to that conclusion that it was the correct substance for you?
Well, it was really a lot of trial and error.
Okay.
You start out with the KY, as you mentioned, may even need to try a little bit of saliva. I'll go all natural on things.
Sure, yeah. And so,
have you tried the alternative, the LZ jelly? That's good stuff. It's a little bit of a knockoff, but it's good stuff.
I don't think I've tried the LZ. Is that extra ribbed?
It has a little bit of spice to it, so it gives you a little bit of sensation when you use it on certain things. So I'd highly suggest it if you like, again, a little bit of kick in your special life.
I'm seeing this right now here online. I looked up LZ Jelly. It looks as though it's sort of it's a combination between your standard navel jelly, a Marsala chutney, and it has what appear to be, they look, I don't know if they're peppercorns or silicone beads in them, but a very, I think, different ethnic experience when lubricating one's genitals.
Hey, once you try it, you will never try anything else. Just a suggestion.
LZ Jelly, available at Alibaba.com. Now, sir, you've called us for the first time. You prefer Vaseline. Would you give LZ Jelly a shot?
You know, I think I would. I prefer something spicy, and it sounds like this is right up my alley. And you know what they say, variety.
It feels very good when going up your alley, too, just if you're into that. Hey, quick question, caller. Can I get the last three digits of your CVV code on the back of your credit card? I can get you hooked up immediately with this stuff.
Absolutely. It's 345.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Fantastic.
Would you like the last four digits of my social as well?
No, we already have that. I already got that information from when we called about your car warranty, so we're good there.
Fantastic.
Okay, good. Yeah, no, I also gave it to this guy the other day. He's a prince from Nigeria.
Oh, did you do a Nigerian buyback? I heard those are amazing.
Is that like the Alaskan pipeline or the Alabama Hot Pocket?
Or it's a rusty trombone. It's good stuff.
Sex moves. Fantastic. More discussion of sex moves. I didn't realize there were Nigerian-specific sex moves. I mean, I figured you slice the neck off a chicken, and you have a shaman in there kind of just give you an old-fashioned. You know what I mean?
It's a little more complex from that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller. I'm sorry.
Oh no! I'm into sacrifices. You know, even during sexual activities. So this too sounds right up my alley. Maybe we can even add a little LZ lubricant in.
You know, you can. Well, you got to keep it interesting. And I think here's the other thing: a much more affordable flight for the same type of fun. Port-au-Prince, Haiti, folks. Why go all the way to Nigeria when you got Port-au-Prince right there? Beautiful beaches, too.
What about a Port of Prince Albert? I've heard those are really interesting as well.
Very good, Alibaba. Caller, thanks for joining us this evening. Do call us again.
Thank you, gentlemen.
210-888-9198, the number to call here with Alibaba, discussing sex toys and all the great options. Now, I do understand you're doing this on the side. You are selling new sex toy models, correct?
That is correct. That's the original reason I called in to talk to you, was to talk to you about the side hustle like I'm going. By the way, the gentleman that you just talked to, he talked about sacrifice. Not just in the murdering sense, but we do sacrifice every time in the bedroom with our woman. Anytime you go downtown, right, or you go into butthole, right, you sacrifice a chance of playing Russian roulette by chance. You know, there could be one in the chamber.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's a very, very dangerous game.
Well, I'm definitely a fan of keeping one in the chamber one way or another, however that ends up. I think it's, if you know what you're doing, you know what I mean? It's a more effective way to play.
Absolutely.
So I want to tell you about these things, my side hustle.
By all means, go right ahead, Allie.
So we are selling prosthetic or kind of pocket pussies, but we are doing it with our sacred cow, right, from India. So we have a version of that.
It's whoa, hang on. Let me slow you down. Is this the sacred cow pocket pussy?
That is correct. That's why it's such a special thing. Well, we take mold of the bovine's vagina, and we have recreated it in our factories.
A cow's punani.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's utterly delicious. Yeah. So you can try it and you can buy it. Well, buy it then try it. Actually, is how it works.
Do I have a choice of the species of cows? Can I get the classic American Angus, or are you doing Brahman only, or what?
I think we have about four categories now, but we are taking others and making them. Also, if you are interested in helping us form different molds, we are talking to certain farmers across the world to get those. But if you know of someone, you got to hook up. I can introduce you to certain people.
Very good. Do you have any other types of species of mammal that perhaps other cultures might be more interested in?
Well, now that you ask, we have a couple of more. We also have for our Middle Eaters and Brussels, or Middle Easterns. So we have the camel,
uh-huh.
Right? Uh-huh. We are just calling that the camel toe, but it is fully formed after the camel.
Okay, so this would be more popular in places like Tehran or perhaps Yemen. It appeals more to that type of fun playtime.
Correct. We are making it a little more international, so we do have that for our Middle Eastern brethren.
See, I think this is a good thing because it encourages people who might be lonely or kind of restricted in terms of what they're able to do with themselves and not have to seek out an innocent animal that may or may not have STDs. This is a more responsible way to engage in different types of cultural phenomena. So I think this is great. Very, very interesting, Alibaba. Where can they go to find this?
Well, I think we are... let me check real quick on the website and see if it's complete yet. Oh, yeah, yeah. We call it animalfun.com. Animalfun.
Animal Fun, FUN.
That's correct.
Animalfun.com. Alibaba here. Get your animal-based genitalia sex toys from animalfun.com. Alibaba joining us this evening. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
You bet. JJHI Radio is the show you're listening to. Live on Live 365 from jjheadinterest.com. You can call us at 210-888-9198. If you're trying to get in, just hold on there, folks. We have a lot of people calling right now trying to get on live. Jerry, for the next at least 20 minutes that he's employed, is working through the call bank here. So if you don't get through, call us back. 210-888-9198. We're going to take a quick break here on the program, and we will be right back. Stay tuned. It's JJHI Radio.
Please, if anyone is out there, can reach deep down in their gut and find that turd that they can sacrifice to save old Dick Stiffin's life, I would be forever grateful.
Yeah. friends, do you like potato chips? Do you like good beef? Well, you won't get that here. What you will get from Frings Chip Beef is the best beef cut off a cow. Not only will you get the best chip beef, you will get the best sauce. Oh boy, does it remind me of my grandma. She made the best sauce. All it was some secret dust and thick water. So when you buy the best canned chip beef, I hope you think of your grandma, because Crane's Chip Beef is thinking about all of you.
You're looking for alternative means of entertainment? You want to get spanked? Come get spanked to Spankies. You want to wear Spanx? Come buy those and wear them at Spankies. You want to spank off? Come spank off at Spankies. You want to wear Spanktravision? Come wear that Spanktravision at Spankies. The only place to where you can wear Spanx while getting spanked, while spanking off, while wearing Spanktravision. Come on down to 6969 Montrose and come to Spankies, your favorite Christian bookstore.
Ah, these beats are disgusting!
Come to the DJ Depot. We've got horns, we've got strobes, we've got everything to make her wet. Come to the DJ Depot now.
Hi, this is Joe from Gerald's Pet Finance. DJ Depot, it's really nice. You don't want to miss out on these prices. You don't want to miss out on these prices. This is Dustin Johnson, a.k.a. DJ. Come on down to DJ's DJ Depot.
Come on down to Baby Huey's DJ Depot. Horns, strobes, bass. Baby Huey's DJ Depot. Let's get it on.
It's GDHI Radio, and now, your host, JJ Head.
All right, folks. We're back here with more GDHI Radio. Coming up on 10 o'clock here, so do call us, 210-888-9198, the number to call. Sex toys. You like to get stuck? You like to stick it? Sex toys. That's what we're talking about tonight. 210-888-9198, the number to call. And we've got somebody here on the line. Welcome to the program, sir. Or ma'am.
Oh, brother. How you doing, Pukester?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Who am I speaking with?
This is Jack. How are you?
I'm good. I didn't catch your name.
Stack Jack? Stack Jack, you star.
Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you for having me, brother.
You've reached us here at 210-888-9198 on JJHI Radio. We're talking about sex toys, adult objects of sin. Do you have an experience you'd like to share with my listeners?
I'm actually having one right now.
Wow. Do you care to describe what you're engaged in right now and with what?
You ever had an electric toothbrush are in you. Mm. Oh, it's hard to describe the great feeling that I'm going through.
Good heavens. Is this toothbrush, is this approved by the ADA, or?
No, but God, does it have a reach.
Oh. If you could just go ahead and take that out and look at the bottom of it, it should have ADA, American Dental Association, stamped on that. I'm kind of curious if a device like this being used in such a fashion is something they would sanction, you know what I mean? Just go ahead and take that out. Yep.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it does say it.
Okay, good. Go right back ahead to what. Go right back to what you're doing, please. Don't let us interrupt.
Hold on. Want to smell it really quick?
Yeah, go ahead. Great. Okay, sure. Just go ahead and do that. And then does this have what brand of dental tool is this you're using?
Sonic Care.
Yeah. Sonic Care for your bunghole. Okay, so that's great. So is this just a single stage you can click there, or does it have different modes?
I have it on high.
Got it on high. I would too, I'm sure.
Oh, and you only want the medium head on this.
Ugh. Okay, and then so how would you describe the sensation you're engaging in here on live on my program?
It's hard. Oh. Like you're on clouds.
Okay.
And you have two chicks on you at the same time.
I see. How's your 401k portfolio looking? Are you in good shape, or have you lost a little bit this week?
No, I'm doing good because of a divestiture.
Yeah. Now, I'm really wondering about kind of the approach that some of these fund managers are taking. I mean, you got to think when all these banks are starting to fold up, I mean, hey, high and dry, bond market is what it is. Good heavens. And you know what I'm really irritated about, caller, to be honest with you, is that, you know, if I try to take advantage of a good, you know, price on a house, I'm still getting bent over on these interest rates the way you're getting bent over by yourself jamming this toothbrush up your asshole. The difference is I'm not enjoying it. Thanks, Biden.
I think it's a matter of where you put most of your funds, mm-hmm. and making sure it's a balance in emerging markets.
Yeah, no, I think so. I think so. Emerging markets are important to have a bit of diversity there. Are you in crypto as well?
I was gonna say Ethereum is making a comeback. Oh God.
I'm sure many of my listeners would have the same, you know, emotions about Ethereum and its recent gains there. So very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Well, thanks for calling the program this evening. We look forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
You bet. 210-888-9198, the number to call this evening. Coming up here on 10 o'clock, about 10 minutes left, folks. Call us now, 210-888-9198. Happy to have a conversation both about the main discussion point tonight, sex toys and the adult objects of sin. But if we can tie in a little bit of, you know, financial news, possibly, you know, some rumors, some strategies there for your retirement, happy to do it. 210-888-9198, the number to call here. And you have been calling us over and over again, folks. We really appreciate the engagement. We have another caller here on the program now. Welcome.
Hey, man, how's it going over there?
I'd say it's going pretty damn well. How about yourself?
Oh, damn, I'm damn good, man. I've been up for 3 days straight making some candles. And it's just been keeping me busy. And I heard your radio show was on, and I heard this motherfucker earlier talking about cow poontang,
yeah.
Right? And the camels.
Sure.
I'll tell you what, I have the best idea ever. And actually, I got a mold I can sell this mofo.
Okay. Well, lay it on me. Literally.
Well, if you're lucky, sir. So, this sumbitch be talking about different things. Well, you know what is popular over here in Texas, especially East Texas? How about some goat pussy, man? Some goat tang. That is what we want.
Goat?
Yeah.
Tang.
That's right.
You know, my one issue with that is that when I see goats from the rear end, you see all the dingleberries hanging off of them. And that's a quick no for me. In this situation, I'm essentially cutting that out, correct?
That's right. You ain't got no dingleberries. You ain't got nothing else to worry about, no roughage. You just got all sweet nectar from old Bessie or whoever it is, you know, Gertrude, mm-hmm. whichever one of the tribe or whatever mm-hmm. they call those.
Yeah.
Yeah, all those. You just got sweet, sweet nectar.
So describe the process. You've got a client who's interested in a goat-molded pocket vagina. Excuse me. Got a little excited there myself. What's the process? Is it they come out to your little patch of land there, point one out and say, hey, that's the direction I want to go, and then what's your lead time on this?
Well, man, just me and Billy Bob over there, my little cousin. You know, he's kind of half retarded, but that's okay.
Yeah.
We go wrangle up the herd, right? And we have experience with them, so we know which ones to pick out, and we know which ones are the slow dumb ones, kind of like Billy Bob. So,
sure.
So point is, we pick out the nice ones, right? And we put them in the girdle. We got this girdle that we've been using for years on them.
Yeah.
So we just kind of fix them in that, and they're comfortable with it. So it's not an issue. It's not an issue at all.
They're not bouncing off the house trying to jump away while you're taking these molds.
These are willing and able goats. They enjoy it, man. Mm-hmm. They really do enjoy it. So it's not like they're putting through any kind of torture. If anything, it's pleasurable for them just as much, if not more, than it is for me. I mean, Billy Bob. So they really like it. And what we do is we put them in that girdle,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's just their back legs. Their front legs are kind of free to do whatever and kick around and kind of tense up.
That's courteous of you to do.
Well, that's how that shit works. I mean, we're not inhumane. Come on.
As long as it's within the confines of Texas state law, I would imagine this is a good way to go.
Sir, we don't talk about the law around these parts, right? We are our own law. Our own family regulates things, and we just whatever on that. So I'm just going to act like you didn't say that, and that's okay. But anyway, telling
right.
you the process.
Yeah.
So we put them in the girdle, right? And we kind of shave it, but not shave it, if you know what I mean. Like,
sure.
some good spaces there. We do make sure there's no dingleberries, any weird roughage around the area, around the sweet nectar.
Yeah.
And we get a mold, right? We get some silicone. We get some silicone, and we start putting that around there and molding it.
Yeah.
And then finally, after it sets in for a little bit, we peel that thing off, and we let it rest. And then, we put it to the test.
Terrific. What's your return policy on these?
Well, I'll tell you, if it's used and abused, we do not take it back, sir. I'm sorry, but if it's unopened or untouched and we can't find any little hairs or anything like that on it, we'll take it back.
That's fair.
And I tell you, we do a smell test, too. So if it smells funky, it smells like something else or whatever, it touched your, you know, touch your blueberries or anything like that, now we're not going to be taking that back anytime soon.
Yeah, I would imagine a musty goat smell is reasonable, but if we start talking about fishy stuff now, hey, JJHI radio listeners, no fishy stuff, okay? So,
we don't want to smell some dirty taint on some. Well, you don't want to mess up a good goat smelling, you know,
of course not.
Sweet nectar pussy. You put your balls on it that all smell like swamp ass or whatever, or like, you know, smells like dirty ball juice. No one wants that on your materials, and we can't resell that. I don't care how hard Billy Gubbob's got to scrub that, or Granny's got to scrub that. That ain't going to come out, and I got to put it in the bargain bin, and I'm going to get 25% of what I paid for. Like, I barely get my return up that. That ain't going to work for no one.
It won't come out, folks. No question about it. Where can they get their hands on this?
Well, sir, didn't I tell you about a website before?
You did. Go ahead.
Don't you remember me calling in?
Well, of course, yes. But my new listeners, who are maybe first time, they don't recall these things. So go ahead and lay it on them.
Man, you go to easttexascandles.com. East Texas Candles.
easttexascandles.com.
That's right. easttexascandles.com. And we got a special section, right?
Go to the special section there.
Yep. We call it husbandry.
Ah, the husbandry. Okay, hey, there it is.
You go to the husbandry section, and we're starting this, and we're starting.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
This is very nice, folks. If you go over here to easttexascandles.com, you'll go to the husbandry section. You've got your different goats to pick based on the pictures there. And I got to tell you, that's very nicely done, surprisingly so.
That's right. They got a little, what do they call those, glamour shots? Yeah, we did some glamour shots for those girls.
We just did them
all up, make them look all pretty.
Yeah, it's got the nice little kind of fuzzy filter on it. That's great.
Of course. Well, come on, man. Like women and everyone use damn filters on fucking Snapchatter and Instagram and all that stuff. We put that. We use that on these fine bovine and these fine goats and whatnot. Why can't we glam them up, and make them look good for their photos, so people wants to buy their stuff?
It's the right thing to do. Yeah, no doubt.
Of course.
Well, that's fantastic. EastTexasCandles.com. Check it out, folks. You can get your own 100% perfectly molded goat vagina. Sex toy for you to enjoy, for the wife to enjoy, depending on what she's into. Makes a great anniversary gift, birthday gift, Christmas gift, stocking stuffer, goat stuffer. EastTexasCandles.com. Hit it up, folks. Thanks for joining us. My goodness, folks. It is blown by. It is damn near 10 o'clock, and you know what that means. It's time to pick up sticks, Mr. Brubeck. JJHI Radio is in no way and never will be brought to you by Bud Light, because the stuff tastes like shit, folks. I don't care if some guy in a dress is sitting around talking about how excited she is. You know, I with the makeup on, it was bad to begin with, folks. I think they realized it, they gave up, they figured they'd give someone a shot, and they shot themselves in the face. Next week we'll be back on the program. I think we'll be having more of a rapid fire type session again. This seems to have gone pretty well. We look forward to your discussions. Word on the street is Dick Stiffins might just join us. Don't hold me to it. We're working on it. It's a lot of negotiation. But we appreciate you joining us here at jjheadinterest.com. It's JJHI Radio. It's available on Spotify at JJHI Radio. Go to jjheadinterest.com. Scroll down all the way. Click on I Want My Damn Podcast, give it to me now, and there you go. They're all right there for you to listen to. You have any complaints? Got some ideas? You just need to get something off your chest or titties. admin@jjheadinterest.com. That's the place to go. Drop us a line. Send us a message on Facebook, JJHI Radio. Folks, I'm telling you, every possible way you can get in touch with us. In the meantime, I hope you have a pleasant rest of the week. Hope those sex toys come in on time and have a beautiful weekend. I'm Jeffrey Head. This is JJHI Radio. We'll see you next week. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen.